Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Day 5 and the last day of using our tomatoes for our tomato recipes has come to an end here, but I think you're really going to appreciate this last one. This is one of my favorite things to cook in the whole wide world, and it's called paella. And what makes paella so good is that we have a harvest of great tomatoes. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do for my paella is we're going to make our seafood stock. This is very important because we need to have our broth and our base that's going to be the flavor for this rice dish. We're going to need one head of salmon, two onions cut in half, two celery stalks, two carrots, 3 tablespoons of clam base unsalted, 2 quarts of cold water. Then we're going to add in our sofrito blend. But our sofrito blend, in order to make that, is 2 roasted red peppers that we're going to roast over an open flame, allow to cool, and then peel off the black on the skin, and that is our roasted red pepper, and take out your seeds. 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, 1/2 Spanish onion diced small, 1 celery stalk, 1/4 cup of water, and 2 tablespoons of granulated garlic powder. And it always helps if you want to add more tomato. I did not put it as is. We can always put the tomato fresh right on the top as well. Then we're going to add in are 4 ounces each of clams, mussels, shrimp, or prawns, and we're going to put them in during the last 3 minutes of the cooking process. Here is the cooking process. In a hot pan, we're going to add in Rosenthal olive ranch, roasted garlic, olive oil blend, 5 tablespoons, and allow that to get your pan hot to a smoke point. And then we're going to turn the heat down, and we're going to add in 2 cups of our boiled rice, and we're going to cook for 4 to 6 minutes, or until the rice gets nice and toasted. We're going to add in 1 cup of white wine, and we're going to cook until au sec, which means almost gone. Then we're going to add in our sofrito mix. We're going to mix that around with our rice. And we're going to add in 3 ladles of stock to start. After we add in our 3, we're going to add 2 in every time that the liquid dissipates, just to make sure that we're cooking our rice. We do not want to let this sit without liquid. It will burn. It'll destroy your pan. It's not a fun thing. It's a very easy recipe if you just keep an eye on it. So if you're going to start my paella, just make sure that you're watching it. That way you guys don't burn it. And we'll repeat the process of 2 ladles until the paella is al dente. And once our rice is al dente, then we're going to add in 3 more ladles of stock. And the ladles are all 2-ounce ladles, so 6 more ounces of stock. Then we're going to add in our seafood, 1 pinch of saffron, 1 tablespoon of smoked paprika. We're going to reduce until the liquid thickens up during the process, and our seafood will start to open up all our clams and our mussels. And then enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.